Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting. And keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. As a matter of fact, don't forget Recovery Idol.
Yes.
Create a jingle for Recovery 101. You write it. It's got to have Recovery 101 in the title or Recovery 101 Radio, whatever you think you can rhyme stuff with. You can put the host name in or not the host name in. Do it. Send it in. Record it. Send it to us as an MP3, and we will use it on the show. And after a couple months, we'll vote on them, and we'll add a couple of new jingles to the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Recovery 101 does not speak for American Idol,
okay,
or The Voice,
or X Factor,
America's Got Talent, or X Factor, or any of those. We also don't speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFAIR, or any of them. They're guys.
None of them guys, nor none of the Anons, neither.
No.
None of them, they're guys, neither.
Remind me about what happened at the Anon meeting today. To tell you what happened.
Okay.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley
and Mark.
So I'm at the Alano Club today.
Yes.
Painting their Christmas windows.
Yes.
For free, which I do every year.
Yes.
The guy that originally taught me to paint windows said he'd teach me how to paint them as long as I did the library and the Alano Club every year for free.
Okay.
The Alano Club's got like 12 windows.
Yes.
It's a bunch. Guy comes up. This guy is hammered, comes up, wants to bum a smoke off me. I'm like, I don't smoke cigarettes. Goes to another guy, tries to bum a smoke off him. He doesn't smoke.
This guy's having a bad day.
Decides to go into the Al-Anon meeting. I said, bro, that's a bad idea. That's an Al-Anon meeting. Goes in, and this guy smells like a brewery. He's going into a room where everyone's pretty pissed off at their significant others who are drinking too much. To bum a smoke.
Ah, how'd that work out for him?
During a meeting. He got thrown out of the meeting.
Ah.
Then he tried to go into the Alano Club and panhandle and get smokes. And he comes out of the Alano Club all pissed off because he's like, I can't believe AA threw me out. I'm like, that would be something you could say if you had gone into an AA meeting and they threw you out, but you didn't. You went into a business called the Alano Club, which is a privately owned thing that happens to rent rooms to AA and Al-Anon meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley, what was it you made mention of, Shelley?
He was going to end up being one of those guys on the internet that complained about, you know, he can't stay sober and, you know, AA won't help me. They kicked me out.
Yeah.
Without explaining the other half of the story.
Yeah, which was, I wasn't at AA. I was in a Lano Club, hammered, trying to panhandle.
Because I've been in plenty of AA meetings where there are wet ones odoriferying the air.
When I was painting the window, I smelled this guy 12 feet before he got to me. I smelled booze is what caused me to look away from painting, and I see the guy walking up. And he was not quite falling down drunk.
But near as damn.
Staggering?
But well, oh yeah, staggering. He was well on his way.
Staggerly.
Well on his way. So, Mark, you got any interesting plans coming up for the holidays?
Yeah, I got fun stuff. Family stuff.
Gonna go see the daughter?
Gonna go see the daughter, because she's leaving for Christmas, so gonna go see her.
Now, and she's not leaving to move there or anything.
No. Her husband's family is there. And they've never gone there for Christmas
cool.
in 6 years, so they thought it might be time to go, and so doing that just made the Christmas Day dinner plans with, you know, mom and some family, and I'm roasting a prime rib.
Hosting a what?
roasting a prime rib for Christmas Day.
Oh, nice.
What time's dinner?
Five.
Shelly, you got plans coming up.
For what?
Big choir plans.
Oh.
Big show.
Choral.
Big shoe.
Big choral stuff.
Yes, on the 15th and 16th at 2 o'clock at the Covina United Methodist Church, we will be having a dessert performance.
Will the dog be there?
I don't think so. Yeah, one of the ladies in the choir has a mid-age puppy, sort of like 6 months, seven uh-huh. months, something like that. Not quite grown.
That's a full-blown puppy.
It was in the sound booth.
They couldn't leave it at home because every time they leave it at home, it would like eat things. So they just are carting it around with them for right now.
You know what? That's what they sell kennels for.
Yeah, I know. So they brought the dog's name is Four Track, as in half of an eight track. And at one point in the show, there's a guy that has to run on stage and say, "Dad!" And the dog went, "Woo, woo, woo."
Yeah, this guy says "Dad" really loud from the back of the room and runs up. As soon as he goes, "Dad!" really loud, this dog starts barking.
Oh, cool.
I think it was awesome. They should use the dog in the show.
They should use the dog.
Yeah, it would be cute, but...
It'd be like Annie. The dog's the best part of the show.
Tomorrow.
Okay, enough. Tomorrow, no, stop right now.
I love
just
you
stop it.
Tomorrow.
It's only a day away. I feel like Daddy Warbucks now. You gonna get song stick, Shelly?
Shut up. Just shut up. I'm going to my happy place.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
No. I'm going.
Bet your bottom dollar.
That tomorrow.
No. You know what?
There'll be sun.
You know what? You're not going to get me because I am singing my happy song in my head.
Well, why don't you introduce something and then we get into something completely different?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Not too shabby.
We did them rather fast.
Our dudes are crisp.
You had crisp.
They were really fast.
You had crisp dudes today. Well, Merced, California.
Okay.
UC Merced.
I saw what?
Students at UC Merced pay about $900 a year in extra fees.
For what?
How much?
$900.
Okay.
The money is used for a variety of purposes, including organizations that do a variety of things on the campus.
Like
hosting the recent sex toy event.
Okay.
Yikes.
That's good.
I'm paying for that?
Using sex toys properly.
Sex toys?
Sex toys properly event that, held at UC
that's
Merced.
That's important.
Well, that's what they said.
Because if you use a sex toy incorrectly, you could do damage.
You could end up in the hospital, and then we can all point and laugh at the x-rays on the internet.
Stephanie Toledo stands by the sex toy program. She helped organize at UC Merced.
And does she have a number, and is she available on Thursday?
Yeah. This Facebook page that she has shows the invitation to the event called "Is There a Buzz in Your Bed?"
So let me get this straight. For $900, I could just have that class?
Yes.
From her?
I don't know if she does it personally.
Yeah.
Now, what I think is funny is she's part of a group
Bed Buzzers
called
of
the
America?
Health Education Representatives for Opportunities to Empower Students.
To empower them to do what?
Yikes.
Now the, what do they call it when you put a bunch of letters together? Like AA is Alcoholics Anonymous?
Isn't that an acronym?
Acronym.
The acronym for that is HEROES.
Oh,
I nearly called it a Heroes of the Week, but... But I
could. Oh, it should have been.
I can imagine being the parent of a freshman and finding out that your freshman is going to a sex toy party and that you've just paid $900 for it. Oh, dear Lord. I'm surprised they're not getting mail every day.
The whole debate team went.
The master debate team?
The master debaters.
She said it's specifically geared towards giving sex education information about sex toys for any student who is willing to come and participate in that event.
There's participation?
Wait,
hold on.
Wait, do you have to pay extra for the lab?
This doesn't sound like a seminar. This sounds like an orgy.
There's a lot of things that students don't know about sex toys, she said. A lot of safety measures should be taken beforehand. We thought it was really vitally important for them to know that, as well for them to learn how to communicate properly with their partner.
I can't believe I'm sending my kid to college for this. That's what Playboy is for.
That's right.
In
Florida.
Florida wants to fight disease with genetically modified mosquitoes.
Go Florida.
What kind of disease?
Malaria? Key West, Florida, is waiting for approval from the government to begin releasing hundreds of thousands of genetically modified mosquitoes to stop the spread of dengue fever, which is D-E-N-G-U-E. And
is it dengue?
They thought it had disappeared from the area years ago, but 93 cases were reported in 2009-2010.
Amos, you got that dengue fever again.
Nicknamed breakbone fever, it's break a viral bone. Disease with flu-like symptoms. It's not fatal.
I think I had it.
But victims that are vulnerable to it, it can be fatal. Now, what they said is the government wants to spray, and they looked at the medfly thing that happened in California.
With our follow that. And then former governor.
That's right. We brought him back.
Yeah. Where the governor's idea was to spray with malathion.
Yeah, that worked out well.
Uh-huh. Which they said was completely okay for humans.
But
don't
your
leave
car.
Your car out at night because it'll eat the paint off your car.
Yeah.
But it was okay. And they said that what they want to do is kind of what they did with the medfly is instead of spraying for medflies, later on with Pete Wilson, they released zillions and gillions and bazillions
of
a metric crap ton
of sterile medflies.
And that's what they want to do with the mosquitoes.
Who got paid to give those guys those little flies vasectomies?
I don't know.
That'd be a hell of a job.
Cutting
the nuts off of flies. Sorry, I'm drunken, just using myself.
Drunken upset Giants fan shoots at deputies.
New York Giants or San Francisco Giants?
New York Giants. Richard Brockia's wife called 911 from their Silver Springs home after midnight and told dispatchers that her hubby, who had been drinking, was in the bedroom loading his guns and warned that there would be a shootout at their home, according to Marion County Sheriff's Office.
Shootout at the OK Corral.
They escorted her wife off the property, and she was standing in the doorway, and they saw him exit the bedroom with a handgun. The 50-year-old man then reportedly fired several times in the directions of the deputy, who sought cover in a wooded lot across the street. Another deputy arrived after hearing shots being fired. He asked the deputy, what the F are you doing here, before firing multiple shots in his direction. The deputy then made contact with another deputy while running for cover. Then he started shooting at them with the AK-47.
Oh, cool.
When the gunfire ended, several windows at the home were shot out. A Mark Pearl car had been shot multiple times with shotgun and 9mm rounds, as well as a truck that had been parked in the driveway, and the man was apprehended without incident.
Thank God.
You'd think that would be an incident. But apparently not.
Why was he so pissed off?
Because they lost. He was a Giants fan, and they lost.
Yikes. People need to get a life.
Iran.
Where'd you run to?
So far away.
Once I ran to you.
Uh-huh.
Now I run to you. But when you try and run drugs in Iran, they bust you.
That didn't work.
Apparently in Tehran, the county's border police confiscated 11 tons of narcotics.
That's a
on camelback.
Ton.
Wait, were the drugs on the camels?
The drugs were on camels.
Well, that was their first mistake.
I'm going to try and say this guy's name, but I'm going to sound like George Bush trying to say a Middle Easterner's name. Border Police Chief General Kolam Nabi Kuhan said that various narcotics were seized. One of the drug traffickers was killed. Several others injured in armed clashes that took place on the border with Pakistan. They were tipped by locals that traffickers were carrying drugs on camels, got 11 tons coming from Pakistan, I'm going to figure it was probably heroin. But apparently there is a major drug route between Afghanistan and Europe, as well as the Persian Gulf states.
That heroin?
That heroin.
Now, people that are still drinking, you should quit smoking.
So I'm not drinking so I can keep smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why should you quit smoking, Bruce?
Because it gives you a worse hangover. They've done studies. Study team of researchers from Brown University examined data from 113 students. The researchers controlled for elements which could affect the reliability of their findings. And what they did is they found out that people that smoked and drank, as a general rule, had worse hangovers than those that didn't.
117 people. So this was like just a Saturday night party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to a party and then talked to people.
One frat house.
Now,
yeah, that was not even a frat house.
Now, here's
have more people.
And here's the problem. The other effect that smoking has is if you smoke and drink at the same time, it releases higher levels of dopamine.
Oh, so I was doing it right.
Which means you party better, but the hangover's worse.
Might be worth it.
I was going to say, how many students do you think are going to be like, oh, I'll quit immediately and cut my buzz so that I won't have as bad a hangover?
Yeah, buzzkill.
Part of it also is, I think, it could be, just speaking from my own experience here, the more you drink, the more you smoke. And you can have, there is such a thing as a nicotine hangover. You wake up the next morning and you've got a double hangover from the booze and the nicotine.
If you're still drinking out there, folks, drink your water.
Yes.
While drinking.
Up and smoke.
Cheech and Chong.
A grow house with over $330,000 worth of pot went ablaze.
Who was standing downwind?
On Tuesday morning, deputies got a call from a house on fire.
The whole neighborhood was standing downwind.
The local firefighters responded to the home and found what believed to be cannabis. Detectives found a total of 168 plants that had been on fire, estimated $336,000. First responder firefighters had, according to police, been removed from the house after battling the blaze for immediate treatment with Twinkies
and anything, Cheetos.
And anything that could help Cottonmouth.
And Cheetos.
Richard Lee Smeagol. Smeagol.
Precious, my precious.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I should have read that better because he could have been going around going, my precious. Was charged with cultivation of marijuana, felony possession of paraphernalia.
He must have had a lot of paraphernalia.
That's a lot of paraphernalia.
And trafficking marijuana. So there you go.
Wonder what was for dinner at the firehouse that night.
I was just thinking, I wonder what the police department, you know, because obviously there's going to be cops there too. I wonder what the police department's bill for their baked goods was that night. Yeah.
The fire department just stopped in. What happened? They bought all the Entenmann's we had on the shelf.
Okay, we have room for probably two.
Then do them.
We can do, well, I have four. But we could do what could possibly go wrong from the University of Colorado.
That's always good.
We could do outrage at a Hallmark birthday card for 13-year-old girls. We could do...
Mark won't care about that one.
Lots of emergency room treatments for synthetic weed. And we could do it's all fun and games until the lunch lady snaps.
That's got to be the last one.
Yeah, so do one of the other ones and then do the lunch lady.
You're honest, don't you? You could have done two of them the time it took you to decide which one you wanted to do.
I think the outrage for the Hallmark birthday card
Go ahead.
Is a good one. Hallmark UK apologized yesterday after an author posted a picture on Twitter of a risque card for teen girls that said they'd get a boyfriend if they had bigger boobs.
So sorry.
It's a Hallmark card.
What's
it reads in full. You're 13 today. If you had a rich boyfriend, he'd give you diamonds and rubies. Well, maybe next year you will, when you've got bigger boobies.
That's good.
It's a Hallmark card.
That's good.
Somebody's losing their job.
They apologized for the blunder and said the card hasn't really been on the market for the last 15 years, but apparently it's still getting posted on Facebook.
I like that.
It's all fun and games until the lunch lady snaps. Toronto, Canada. A lunch lady in Toronto faces charges for allegedly attacking a group of students in a schoolyard. They were talking shite about my food.
Everybody does.
Kids were out in the schoolyard, and the lunch supervisor allegedly went out there and assaulted a number of them. Said the constable, Tony Vela. He said the students were on their lunch break outside after eating, and the lunch lady came up and started striking them about saying, why are you talking about my food?
With her wooden spoon?
Yeah, no. Although no one was seriously hurt and none of the students required medical attention, Carla Martinez of Toronto was arrested at the school, and they're from junior kindergarten up to grade eight.
No one needed medical attention except for the lunch lady who had a nervous breakdown.
The 34-year-old lunch lady is charged with 5 counts of aggravated assault. They couldn't release any more details, and the school refused to comment. We were not allowed to interview the chillins.
Wow. How bad did her food have to be to have that many kids talking smack about it to push her over the edge?
We got to do this other one.
Did she actually put, you know how we used to call the beanie weenies? We used to call them cigar butts.
Mm-hmm.
Did she use actual cigar butts? What do you want?
I got to do this one. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay.
Colorado State University. Oh, no, University of Colorado at Boulder.
Oh.
Students are facing multiple felony charges. They allegedly fed pot-laced brownies to the unsuspecting history class at the, what was it called?
I don't know.
Oh, Bring Food to Class Day. They were THC-laced brownies.
You're just asking for trouble having that.
Yeah, I think so.
At one of the top party schools in the nation.
Somebody could have brought scrambled eggs with mushrooms.
Well, listen to this. The professor was taken to the hospital. A student's mother notified police her daughter had been in the professor's class, was in the hospital having a panic attack. Later the day, parents of another student, same class, took her to the hospital after she said she felt like she was about to black out. The names of the people were not be released.
I think they should release the weights of the people. How many brownies did they all eat?
Well, yeah, now,
and what were they laced with? Because usually you don't have a panic attack from eating pot.
The police said anyone who thinks this is cute or funny is going to face pretty serious sanctions criminally and potentially within the student conduct process.
Bring it.
Now,
we think it's funny as hell.
A total of 8 people out of the class of 12 fell ill from the brownies.
The remaining four students went back for seconds and then thirds
until all the brownies were consumed.
And then went out for Edmonds.
Well, I would check out those 4 and see who brought them.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
It's the end of the world as you know it.
And I feel fine.
Well, because we're coming up on that date.
We are.
December 22nd.
thought it was the 21st.
I thought it was the 21st.
Well, the December 22nd, we shouldn't be here, I guess. So I guess it's the 21st.
Okay.
Oh, I hope we're here. I booked a speaker for the 23rd for my meeting.
Well, aren't people, like, hoarding food and stuff?
I did read that. In, like, China and Russia and in South America, people have started hoarding food.
Oh. Wouldn't that be, like, just going grocery shopping?
Yeah, but, like, grocery shopping for, like, 6 months.
Oh. I have enough food in my house to last 6 months.
I don't.
I don't. Well, I started stockpiling some stuff, but, I mean, we live in an earthquake zone. We should have had this stuff a long time ago.
Shelly wants to buy a gun.
Yes, that's true. I do.
So, Shelly, why?
Just because.
Good reason.
Well,
it's all the reason you need to buy a gun.
My reasons are, other than just because, are a wee bit political, and I don't really want to get into them on the show.
Oh, let's.
Oh, Second Amendment.
Which I think is probably in danger of disappearing.
No.
So what?
Yeah, so what? The world's going to end. And what? Well, today, by the time this show goes up, it'll probably be around like the 14th or the 15th. So we're like T-minus a week.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if anyone else has thought of this, but, you know, I'm pretty sure the world is not ending. But, you know, who knows?
Well, given the fact that everybody is basing this on the Mayan calendar, which did not account for leap years, so this event already happened like 7 months ago.
True that. Of course, I almost put a boozy news article in that said what was the star? The North Star?
The North Star.
They've discovered that the North Star is probably 30% closer than they thought it was in the 90s. And either we've gotten much better at figuring the distance,
which I would
or
think.
In 45 years, we're going to have a big-ass problem.
I would think that we've gotten better at figuring
yes.
the distance.
But what if it's a gigantic star that's hurtling through the universe coming at us? But that's not for 45 years.
Well, it'd be a good time to start selling off your stocks.
I don't care.
So let's say the world is going to end.
Okay.
Let's say it's going to end.
Okay.
Let's just say.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Okay.
So the world's going to end.
Right.
In like a week after
Kay.
This show goes up.
Okay.
What are you going to do? What would you do?
Same thing I do every day. Try to take over the world.
What is this, Pinky in the Brain? No, I mean, really. I watched a movie not that long ago called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. It had Steve Cantrell in it. Actually, quite a good movie. I thought it was going to be a comedy. Not really a comedy. But this guy, you know, everyone knows the world's ending and it's coming from this monster asteroid that's coming. Everyone knows. In the movie, they're getting their little kids stoned and they're having these wild sex orgies and, you know, they're doing all these things because they're pretty sure everything. I mean, these guys, this isn't even a maybe. NASA's come out and said, yeah, this is it. It's a world killer. There's no way to avoid it. They try some things with missiles and stuff.
Didn't have Bruce Willis in the movie, did it?
No.
That's why.
No,
that's why.
Because and if Aerosmith had done the soundtrack, they would have been able to divert it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love that movie. I love the fact that there's fire on the frozen asteroid in space.
And no oxygen. Yes.
And no oxygen.
Yeah. That was a beautiful part. But let's say you knew. Let's say it's an asteroid and it's coming. What would you do?
I don't know. I can't think of anything I'd do differently.
Would you go to work every day?
Well, I love what I do.
So you'd leave me and the children to go to work?
The children would leave us. They'd be off, like, partying. Give me a break.
Well, as an alcoholic, knowing for sure that you're going to die, would you go get Mark a gigantic kilo of cocaine and just start doing it?
No, I think I'd take that money that I would use to do that. I'd go hire Chuck Norris to stand next to me.
Good answer.
That's awesome. Send Chuck. He doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
Yes.
If he pushed it down far enough, we'd be out of the way of the asteroid.
That's right.
I mean, would you even consider getting loaded?
No.
I don't think I would either.
It's not what I do.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. How about you, Shelly? Want to go on a wine tasting tour of the Napa Valley? You love good wine.
Oh, I love to travel.
I love a crappy wine, too.
Boxed wine.
I could go on a wine tasting tour of, you know, Rite Aid and 7-Eleven. I don't know.
I have a feeling all the wine would be gone. If everyone knew the world was coming to an end, I think there would be bedlam.
I don't think... I think it would be kind of pointless. I mean, I'm going to die anyway. Does it matter whether I'm drunk or sober? What's the point of drinking? It doesn't matter.
Well, you're not going to be taking any more cakes.
So an asteroid's going to hit us.
Yeah.
It's a world killer.
Yeah. We're all going to die.
Except what happens after it hits?
Everything explodes in flame and stuff. That what it normally shows on, if you watch mm-hmm. like videos from an asteroid of a certain size hitting the United States mm-hmm. or hitting anywhere in the world mm-hmm. would create such an explosion mm-hmm. that it would burn everything across the entire surface mm-hmm. of the planet.
I would charter a jet and I'd take off right before it hit and I'd just stay up in the air for a while, and then wherever it hit first, it already was burned out, that's where I'd land.
Then what would you eat?
The stuff I had in the jet. I just got to last 6 months. It'll all come back.
Well, besides the winter of the...
Yeah, you'd end up with a nuclear winter.
Yeah. But it's okay, I have a plane.
But where would the Twinkies be? They'll be the only thing that
there
survives.
There are no more Twinkies because Hostess went out of business. I had friends on Facebook that were like... One
hoarding
guy said,
Twinkies?
No, one guy said that it was exact... Looking for Twinkies was exactly like trying to find a dealer at that time of night.
Did
going from 7-Eleven to 7-Eleven, looking for Twinkies. He's out in parking lots trying to score Twinkies. Deals with guys out of the back of their cars.
Why?
At Twinkies.
Why?
I can't remember the name of the actor.
They weren't good when you had them.
The actor in White Men Can't Jump.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson in Zombieland. In the entire movie, he's looking for Twinkies. That would be what it'd be like. Can't find any Twinkies until he finds a Hostess truck.
Life is good.
Yeah, he finds an entire Hostess truck full of Twinkies. But now, we're coming up on this situation, which is probably not a situation, but there's certainly people around the world that believe it.
Yeah, there are.
So, how many days do you think before people start doing some really whacked out stuff because they think they're going to die anyway?
Well, I think those same people are still looking for Elvis.
Yeah, but like those kind of people. You think they're going to start robbing banks? Are they going
to
start...
For what?
To get money so they can go buy drugs and stuff to party before the end of the world. Because they figure if the world ends, they're not going to go to jail.
Just get a credit card.
Yeah, it's hard to use that with your dealer.
No,
of course, you go buy a bunch of really good stuff and trade it to your dealer.
Yeah, okay. I'm not even going to tell the story.
Let's hear it.
Why?
About the girl who shared about you could order your drugs online now and pay for them by credit card from other countries.
Actually, I think...
Oh, I'm looking that shit up.
I think there was something boozy news-ish about that, like, maybe a year and a half ago.
There was actually a girl at a meeting who shared it with me.
Yikes.
You think she's still around?
No.
Do you think she's...
Think she was promoting. Think she was promoting for the internet company?
Yeah.
Or MasterCard.
That'd be the... Wouldn't that be the best place to go if you're going to promote for an offshore drug company?
Yeah.
Go to drug meetings and share about it.
Especially like ones at hospitals where everyone's really new.
Yeah.
They're trying to decide. And you know what's great about the drugs from out of the country?
What?
They're non-addictive.
That's
right.
You
can still keep your time in the program.
That's right, because it doesn't count.
Doesn't count. It's from offshore.
Yeah.
Be perfect. So, Shelly,
if you snort somebody else's cocaine, does that count in your relapse?
I think so.
Does to me.
Okay.
Plus, then you have to make an amends.
Well, I did that lots of times. I did that a whole bunch of times.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So, Shelly.
What?
December 21st coming up?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
What day of the week is that?
Friday.
It's a Friday?
Yeah.
Think anyone will be running drink specials that night?
I don't know if they will, but I won't be there because we'll probably be at Starbucks, which is where we are every Friday night.
Go to Asuna's Mexican Grill?
then go to Starbucks.
Find out their clothes because they're all getting ready for the end of the world?
Yeah.
They're home spending time with their whole family works there. They'll be there. I'll have lobster burrito.
My question is, why are we talking about this?
Because it's coming up.
So what?
Because people didn't send us topic suggestions.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
See,
this
folks?
Is what you
see?
Get.
See?
But it's coming up.
And it's going to come.
I guarantee you, the 4 million times this show's been downloaded, even if it's a small percentage, there's a percentage of people that believe this is going to happen.
Okay. In the
what day are you giving these Christmas gifts out that are sitting here wrapped?
Oh, no. Those are from Bill Piper to us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He sent us a box.
Wow.
Well, specifically to us.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. That's nice.
It's like, thanks, Bill.
We
thanks,
have something
Bill.
In the works to send Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
It derailed.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, in the 1800s, there's a group of religious, I don't want to say nuts, but,
wackos?
Well, they were nuts, yeah, who believed that a worldwide flood was coming. It was going to be the end of the world. Their leader said he set the date. Everything. These people made boats. They stocked their boats with food and livestock and their families, just like Noah's Ark. They got into their boats, and this was in England, and so there were these like mid-sized boats just on the ground in the middle of fields. People got into their boats. They waited all day. Nothing happened. They got out of their boats, and they went on like they're with their normal lives. That's exactly what's going to happen. Everybody's going to say, oh my gosh, it's the 21st. It's the end of the world. People may do some weird, whacked out things, whatever. The next day, the world keeps on a spinning.
Kind of reminds me of Y2K. I worked for a computer company. There was a number of people, even that were really intelligent computer guys, that said, you know what? We don't know, but there's a good possibility that all this could have extreme effects around the world.
Or nothing.
We got paid double time to be there. I was there. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we knew nothing happened. You know why?
Because it was already tomorrow in Australia.
Because it was already tomorrow in Australia.
Yep.
And Japan. And
yep.
Nothing happened there.
Yep.
But we stayed the entire time until midnight.
There was
so
only,
we could be sure.
There was only one thing that I heard of that was happening that happened because of Y2K, and it was in New Jersey at an off-track betting place, and those machines where the,
oh my
you know,
God.
Your tickets spit out a bazillion tickets spit out when the clock turned over.
Huh.
That was the only thing that really happened. Yeah.
Well, then Shelley, what were your final words on it's the end of the world and you don't really know it?
I still got to get up and go to work in the morning. Why do I care?
There you go. Mark.
Everybody on the 20th, write me a check and mail it to me.
Oh, awesome.
We're all going to be gone on the 22nd anyway, so you're not going to need it.
Go to PayPal, make a gigantic donation.
Yeah. To Recovery 101.
We should have been promoting that the entire time.
That's
yes.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My final words are a few words. My mother told me once that in World War II, when she was 9 or 10 years old, that pretty much everyone was convinced that Hitler was the Antichrist, the
yes.
one, and this was the end of the world.
Yes.
And there were many, 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 many people that looked at Hitler as the Antichrist. Not so much. Regular guy. Stomped him. Everything went on as normal after that. And I believe that I will wake up the morning of the 22nd and go, to all those other people. Like Les, I won't say his last name, Les G on Facebook. This guy posts all these weird things about the end of the world. He's totally convinced, posts them in recovery groups, which is strange.
Okay.
So, Mark.
What?
Our friend back east. You think he'll be around on the 22nd?
That'd be Bruce.
I think he should send us that check he owes us, the other white meat.
Yeah. Mail the check out on the 20th, Bruce.
There you go.
So, he runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go up online and you can read his fine publication at that site. You can also have it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce directly, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Sweet.
Dude.
Shelley.
Yes.
So someone wants to listen to our show before the end of the world.
Well, why would you want to? If you really think the end of the world is coming, this is your priority? Yikes. But if so, you know, far be it from me to, you know, deprive you of your fun. Go to recovery101.net. Click. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Giant spider alert. Well, not so much anymore. Now it's a giant splat alert.
The slipper of
death.
The
new slipper of death.
The slipper of death takes its toll.
Yeah, he didn't make it to the 21st.
you know what? It was the end of the world for that.
As he knew it.
And you know what? All his relatives are going, he was right.
Where was I? Oh, go to recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, then click on like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've been counted, and it helps us out with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you're not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
Is fun.
You can... now I've lost my train of thought. Thank you so much. What was it? You can get updates of when we post the shows. You can click like and leave topic suggestions and comments on all the shows, on lots of shows. There's hundreds of shows. Go ahead.
You're going to leave a topic, please leave it on whatever the current show is, because if you leave a topic on a show from 8 months ago, we're not going to see it.
True. What was the other thing?
Playlists.
Oh, yeah, I put them on playlists, and you can follow us.
What better than the Recovery 101 playlist for the
end of the world party?
Sweet. Awesome. Yes. We've got emails at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Especially when it comes to the world supposedly ending. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Booby Trap.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.
To try.